Good morning, 712. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
You ass. Call me Dr. Grant. No, I call you
Alex Stone, EBC News.
That's who I call you.
You're going to drive me nuts with that today.
All right.
Don't you dare.
Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Fred Savage joins Ryan Reynolds for a PG-13 version of Deadpool 2. They've cut out the R-rated profanity, graphic violence, and sexually explicit material. So it's, quote, filtered through the prism of childlike innocence. That is out now. I actually was watching the little clip for it. One of the trailers. Mm-hmm. Looks pretty good. I think I'm going to go check it out. You know, it's more Deadpool, which is great. And Fred Savage,
It's PG-13, man.
Oh, you got to watch R movies? You're such a bad boy watching R-rated
movies. This is my problem. This is my problem with it. So kids are going to watch this movie now because it's PG-13. The parents are going to let them go watch it. Now the kids are going to watch the other Deadpool movies.
Maybe.
They're going to watch those Deadpool movies and you're going to be like, Mom, what's this word mean?
Yeah.
What's that word mean?
Well, good. Then they'll just learn. That's how it works.
What does he mean when he says he's got a little baby hand and it's going to make something look bigger? What does that mean, Mom? You know,
it's no different than listening to this show.
Yeah, it's true, I guess. I guess you're right. I love Deadpool. Probably one of my favorite, superheroes.
And what are you worried about the kids for?
Yeah.
Since when?
I know. You know, Brock? Trying to...
It's the holiday season. I'm changing.
It's our future generation, man.
Well, we're screwed. Last year, Sesame Street introduced a character with autism. This year, the children's show has added a homeless Muppet.
Did you see the meme on this?
Lily, who's been on Sesame Street since 2011 and her family, will struggle with finding a home. In a promo video, the character says, quote, I miss our apartment and now we don't have our own place to live. Sometimes I wonder if we'll ever have our own home again. My man Oscar the Grouch.
The Grouch.
Yeah. Been living in a trash can
since day one.
Good God. Or is that a home?
Did you see the meme?
No.
They say the story or whatever on top, and then the bottom is him popping out of his can and says something in regards like, you guys forget about me? Or?
Seriously, how about we get Oscar a place to live?
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, he's dealing with crippling depression. He's a grouch all the time.
Yeah.
Lives in a trash can.
Poor guy. No wonder he's grouchy. You know, I love Grouch.
Oh, he's the best. He's the realest of them all.
He is. He's just pissed off.
Yeah. He knows what life is all about.
Kids coming around.
He ain't hoity-toiting around like that psycho Elmo. And you got Bert and Ernie, who God knows what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Didn't they come out as gay?
I don't know.
I think they did.
No idea.
Anyway. You know, they've had a long relationship. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert. Rubber ducky. I do love Rubber Ducky. That's my favorite. Bert and Ernie. I was just like, Bert is just so tired of putting up with Ernie's crap, though.
Yeah.
You just look at that look on Ernie's face.
She's a big dummy.
Yeah. Or Bert's face. Yeah. He just always looks like, look at this moron.
Yeah.
Why did I ever marry this guy?
that big unibrow.
Yeah. He's always mad. I think they are a couple. Didn't they come out saying that or something like that?
I don't know.
I think they did.
I think you're thinking of Ren and Stimpy.
No, they were a couple for sure.
Yeah, I like Bert and Ernie. You know what my favorite were, though? The Yip Yip twins.
Oh, yeah. Yip, 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 yip,
yip, yip,
yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip. So anyway, yeah, they'll have a homeless kid now on there because, you know, that's uplifting on a children's show.
Yeah, what are they?
And it's not like the homeless kids are going to see it.
You know?
The kids that are watching. They don't got a TV to see this Muppet going through the same struggles as them.
And it's not a real homeless. It's not really portraying a real homeless person.
No.
You know, if you got to throw some drugs, booze in there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a tin can. A spare chain.
Yeah, a dysfunctional family. Yeah.
You know, cardboard sign.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's in Sesame Street, for God's sakes.
That Muppet's way too clean to be homeless.
Let's dirty that Muppet up a little bit. Lastly, 'tis the season to curl up by the fire and smell fried chicken.
What?
KFC is selling a fire log that will make your house smell like fried chicken.
Nice.
This is not a joke. The KFC 11 Herbs and Spices fire log is available for $18.99 at kfcfirelogs.com.
You just see the commercials now because the guy always talks the same. Finger licking good. Hey, come get a new fire log. It's finger licking good.
Fried chicken roasting over an open fire.
Why does the guy talk like that?
It's finger licking good.
He always talks like this.
Throw it in and smell chicken. It's KFC's fire log.
They've had like 20 different colonels, man, and they all talk like that.
Obesity roasting on an open fire. Fatties need to smell my food. Put it in, you fatty.
What are you talking
pig?
About?
I'm singing Chestnuts, but it's
The KFC. Fire log?
Yeah, the fire log.
Okay.
I'm just changing the words to Chestnuts right. opening on a roast of fire. Moron. God. I'm going to get you one for Christmas. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning.